All hands on deck!
Aye, aye, Captain Hatch!
Hoist the mainsail!
Yes, sir, Jonas!
It's time for character-building musical adventure!
Reporting for duty, sir! Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The Adventures of Patch the Pirate!
Stay tuned! There's lots more excitement!
It's awesome as Colossimus!
Ahoy, and welcome, 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 mates, to another Christmas Carol adventure today. It'd be part three, and it's the night before Christmas. Jamie was really upset when Mr. Bailey read the Christmas story out loud with the family. It seems like all she believes in is herself. Mrs. Johnson has left Carol with an important challenge. Can the Bailey show Jamie the real meaning of Christmas before it becomes another bad memory for her? Listen up, mates, to part three of Christmas Carol. Ha 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 ha!
It's getting late. You kids need to get a good night's sleep for tomorrow.
That means she still has presents to wrap, Jamie.
Big deal.
Let's pray before we go to bed. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for sending your son to earth for us. Thank you for sending us Jamie. We're so happy to have her in our home. Help us to show her what Christmas is really all about. Give us a restful night. A wonderful day tomorrow, celebrating the birth of our Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everybody, upstairs.
I'm tired, Daddy. Can you carry me?
I don't know if I'm strong enough, lazy bones.
That tickles, Daddy. Daddy, stop tickling.
We've put an extra bed in Leslie's room so the two of you can bunk together.
Whoopee.
Oh, joy.
Good night, everyone.
Night, Mom.
Good night.
Good night. Love you.
Good
See
night,
you in the morning.
Mom.
Mrs. Johnson.
Well, hello, dear. It's been a long time. How's my favorite Christmas carol?
Well, fine. Would you care to have a seat?
No, thank you. I can't stay. I just wanted to see how Jamie was doing.
Well, it's kind of hard to tell. She's so hard. So distant.
I know. She's had a pretty difficult life, but we've seen God do some miracles before, haven't we? It's just going to take some time. Have you and John thought about making her a more long-term project?
I'm sure John has. Mrs. Johnson, I look at Jamie, and I see myself.
I knew you would. But what does John think about Jamie?
Oh, you know John. He's got such a big heart. It's killing him that he can't seem to reach her. Did you want to see Jamie?
No. I wanted to see you.
I'm sorry I haven't been by in a while.
Oh, it's all right. I understand, really. Carol, your husband is one in a million. But there's only one person in this house who has a real chance at breaking through Jamie's shell, and it isn't John.
Oh, Mrs. Johnson, you know, I appreciate all you did for me. But when I look at Jamie, all the pain comes flooding back.
Carol, you've hidden so much of your past, even from your own family.
Well, why should I relive all the hurt?
Because you may be the only one who has the power to rescue Jamie from a life of bitterness. The same bitterness that once engulfed you. She's only 11. Remember what it was like when you were 11?
Oh, I'm afraid so.
Reach out to her, Carol. I'll be praying for you.
Leslie?
Yeah?
What did Sam mean when she said it was Christmas every day?
Oh, that's something Dad started so we'd understand that Jesus didn't just come for one day, but for every day. You know, like a lot of people only celebrate Christmas on Christmas.
Celebrating Christmas on Christmas? What could they be thinking?
You know, Jesus came to save all of us, born in every time. He lived on Earth for 33 years. He died for us. And then came back to life. He did all that to save us. We should be thinking about the gift God gave us all year round. The real meaning of Christmas is a whole lot bigger than one day.
You really believe that stuff?
Yeah, I do. It's the gospel truth. So do you believe in anything particular?
Yeah, I believe in me. Night.
Good night.
Jesus, I say.
To bed without believing on the Lord Jesus and his love for her. It's so sad when someone hears the good news of Christ coming and still does not believe why he came. Have you put your trust in the Lord Jesus and ask him to save you from your sin? Don't spend another Christmas without his love and forgiveness. Just pray a simple prayer and confess your sin to God. Invite Jesus to come into your heart and cleanse you from your sin. Believe on him by faith, and he will save all who call on his name. Next time, we'll hear the final part of Jamie's Christmas Carol and discover the real meaning of Christmas at the Bailey Home.
Welcome to the wonderful world of character-building music and stories from Patch the Pirate and Friends. This is Christy Ann with Christmas greetings for every family. The Christmas Carol musical is now available to purchase through the web or by calling 1-800-GO-PATCH. This delightful musical has the theme of the true meaning of Christmas and is a wonderful addition to your family CD collection. The Christmas Carol musical is a fully orchestrated and creatively dramatized adventure with a cast of unique characters and a creative storyline that teaches life-changing godly character traits. Have Mom or Dad log on the web at patchthepirate.org and click on Purchase. The link will safely take you there. You'll find free information, listen to recent broadcasts, download free coloring pages, and more. That's www.patchthepirate.org, or you can call us at 1-800-GO-PATCH for more information about all of our adventure recordings and music. Call or surf on in today.
It's been so good to have you all aboard, and Uncle Jonas wants you back next week for the final part 4 of Christmas Carol, when Jamie tells Carol about her terrible Christmas experience, and Carol lets the family in on her deepest secret. So long, mateys!